I think that today is a step forward in the use of medical cannabis. Until now, it's been very difficult to use it because the licensing regime actually assumed there was no medical use for it. And that's prevented research and it's prevented people from getting the medication. However, I think it's a very small step to start off with. Release of it is going to be on a very limited basis through specialists only, so GPs won't be able to prescribe it, and for a limited number of conditions. I feel it's a sensible thing that it's being restricted to start off with to specialists. Given that our experience of using this drug is relatively limited in a medical sense, so there's a degree of research going on as we actually use the drug. For GPs, none of us have been involved previously in prescribing or initiating medical cannabis products, and so I would hope that to start off with, you'll see a specialist. It may be in the future that, like GPs prescribe opiate drugs, that it's something we'll start doing. But to start off with, I think we've got to start slowly and gain the experience. I do feel that to start off with, even in the case of the specialists, some of them may have experience using these drugs. A lot of them will be gaining as time goes by. So it's not going to be a big bang today. It's not going to suddenly be lots and lots of people getting their prescriptions for medical cannabis products. But as time goes by, gradually more will become available. I feel that ultimately GPs may end up prescribing it, but to start off with, we won't be allowed to. So if someone comes along to us and says, would you prescribe cannabis for me? We won't be able to do that. We will be able to refer someone on to a specialist if they've got the sort of condition that we have evidence it actually responds to. So for example, some of the rarer epilepsies can respond to cannabis-based products. Likewise, we've known for some time that things like spasm and pain in multiple sclerosis is helped by using cannabis-based products. So those are the sort of things. It's unlikely that it's going to be smoked cannabis. It's going to be medical versions of this. And some of the campaigns for people with epilepsy are less than happy that that's going to be the case, because the sort of cannabis oil they've been using, which carries a wide range of cannabinoids in them, may not be the same as the sort of things they'll be able to get on prescription.